and to be a bad neighbor and to wish that person would get out of your way. They're taking too long. That light is changing. You better get out of my way. Beep, beep, beep. No, 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 no. Jesus loved us so much that He poured out His lifeblood for us. What a wonderful story we have to tell to the nations, to the people round about us. Jesus has provided rich and full and free salvation, but it's not automatic. It's not automatic. You don't get it by doing nothing. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. I want to read a little bit here. Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 22. Peter, when he preached that sermon on the day of Pentecost, was not adding anything to what Jesus had done. He was not saying, now there's a bunch of things that you got to do in order to earn your salvation. Listen to what Peter says, Acts chapter 2, verse 22. He said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loose the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Wow. This guy's getting kind of bold here. A fellow that hid and said, I don't know this man. I never knew him. I don't know what you're talking about. Now he's standing up and he's saying, "You killed him." Right as bold as can be. And he goes on to say, "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David." Now listen to this, that he is both dead and buried. Follow? "And his sepulcher is with us unto this day." "Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all our witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended up into the heavens, but he saith to himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" Oh, is there something to be done? I thought this salvation was totally automatic, that because Jesus went to the cross, you didn't have to do anything. There is something for you to do. Listen to what it is. "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized." There's two things to do. Repent. That means turn around, stop going the way you're going and go another way. And be baptized. Now anybody that tells you you don't need to be baptized is contradicting the Word of God. Because in obedience to the Word of God, you should be baptized after you've repented. All right? Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All right. God wants us to partake of His salvation. And if we just sit idly by, if I don't want to have scurvy or a vitamin C deficiency, and there is a remedy for it right there. And if I say, there's the remedy, but I sit that there and I look at it till it becomes mush, what good has it done me? And if I listen day after day, week after week, to sermons about getting ready for heaven and getting to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, and I do nothing about it, I am as lost as the heathen in the most uttermost part of the earth that has never heard, never known anything about Jesus Christ. In fact, I'm in worse shape because I've heard over and over and over that we are to take part, and that to obey, you must obey. If we do not obey what the Word of God teaches and says, how can we say that we are saved? How can we say that we have salvation if we are living in disobedience to the Ten Commandments? But we do His will, we obey His commandments, and we walk as closely as we can to Him to show Him that we accept His salvation. I deny Christ by my life if my life is in disobedience to His word. And I can say, oh yes, I believe. I believe Jesus is God in the flesh. I believe Jesus died for my sins. I believe that His blood washes and cleanses me from sin. But if I do not partake of that blood, and I do not show a changed life from the time I have dedicated my life to Him until He comes, if I do not show fruit and effects of that salvation, then I am a liar. And I have not the truth, and I am still in my sins, as are any of us who profess Christianity and yet leave it all peeled up and look at it and do not partake of it. Noah's generation could have been saved if they had gotten in the ark. There was freedom. They had the freedom of choice. There was a plank. There was a door. It was left open 7 extra days after 120 years for people to go up that ramp and get in that ark, and they did not get in, and they were lost. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, who have you got to blame if you are lost? Just yourself. And if you say you are a Christian and you are living like the world, acting like the world, dressing like the world, and behaving like the world, then you are not a Christian, and you are not saved, and you are lost as lost can be, because your heart has not changed. You have not repented of your sins. You have not changed your heart and given your life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's good news. The good news is that you do not have to die the second time. You may die the first time, but with the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you may have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, if you will come and turn your life and dedicate yourself to Him and say in your heart, I will obey as much of this Bible as I possibly can with all my heart, all my soul, and where I fall short, I believe in the grace of God that He will sustain me, that He will keep me, that He will help me through my flailing, poor effort at being a Christian. He will somehow give me the grace that I might have confidence in Him and be saved in the end. But if you do nothing, then you're just as lost as you can be. Don't be a do-nothing. Turn your heart and life over to Jesus Christ. Make up your mind from this day forward that you are going to get around to it, as you know I have in my pocket. Get around to it today. Do not put it off another day. Make sure your heart and your life is right with God, right with your fellow man, and determine in your heart that I am going to follow Jesus. I am going to be an overcomer until He comes. And I want to win as many souls as I can to Him in the interim. Because it's not where I'm going. It's not where I've been. But it's the journey I'm on. It's the right here and now that matters the most. Because this determines the rest of your life. Yesterday's done. Tomorrow we don't know. It's today. And today, if you will hear His voice and come to Him and turn your life afresh and anew over to Him, He will hear your prayer. He will answer your prayer. He will heal your sicknesses and your disease. And He will come and He will fill you with His Holy Spirit. Do you want that today? Do you want to be His? Do you want to be a child of God? Do you want the promises that are yea and amen to them that believe? Do you want it for yourself? You got to make this thing personal. It's not my mother, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Shall we pray at this time? And shall you bow your heads? And just for purposes of the holy angels and God Almighty, any of you that would like to make a fresh decision to partake of the salvation of the Lord, you're turning your life over to Him once more. You say, Lord, I want to be a real, true Christian from this moment on. Could I see some hands? Anybody that wants that? I want to be real. I want to be... Thank you for that. Thank you for that. God sees the hands. Jesus understands your heart and knows the deficiencies that we have. Whether they be vitamin C or whether they be any other deficiency, He has the cure. And Father, we're praying right now for your needy people. Oh, how far short of your glory have we fallen, and how much we need your sustaining power, your presence in our heart and in our lives. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and give us a determination, a want to be the best that we can be from this time forward, even until you come. Help us to partake of your salvation full and free. And we ask for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.